The miracle queue snakes through the city streets, across freeways and valleys, around factory farms, appears to end in the castle on the hill, where the victors of politics by their blow, with celebrity entourage entertainers in tow, freebie star power symbiosis, so I've heard. The castle is where the conspirators live and expect us to care. Angels with attitude wound into their curly hair. Can't tell if they own anything or not. Saw one of them downtown last week ducking out of a limo to buy an ounce of skag from a dealer on the street. Cause their best technology still can't beat heroin for his royal highness. He's get back into the car all happy now. Even spared a stare at Baker Street before hiding the track marks behind his hoary beard. He gets to go back to the tower for his fancy ibogaine treatments when he runs out of veins. Shh, I'll tell you a secret if you promise not to understand it. He is an owner here in town and he's shutting down the bar, selling off his assets and heading east with the cash. Somehow, he doesn't look like I expected. Isn't Grace an old man with a beard, but a balding 40-something with a bad ulcer or two? Instead of looking at me, he stands facing the wall, playing a game of cosmic whack-a-mole, and asks me if what I want is really that important, because if you can see, I'm pretty fucking busy here. 10 more tickets and I get a plastic rubber band gun. Some people. And the royal pub runs out of lines, lines of work, lines of coke, pickup lines, and a river slowly rising over my eyes deposits silt between my toes and brings me to the end, although I might be dead by then. Perhaps met with a chuckled shockwave of abdominal spasms. Too intense for him to look straight at me and say, yeah, okay, consider it done.
Mama, 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 mama